Let's turn our attention to the Suid-Ooster fear. So I'm really excited to talk a little bit about this, as nervous as we are about the second wave or the potential second wave that's coming through in the Western Cape. Throughout lockdown, we kept on putting out a call to people to say, hey, are you a person who relies on gigs? Are you an artist? Let us know how you're surviving. Because, you know, some people end up getting their contracts aren't necessarily written down. And, of course, that was making it difficult for people to claim from UIF tours or any other support from the tourism industry. And so it does give us a great deal of comfort to know that the Suid-Ooster Fears is coming back. Gianna Hatting is the CEO of it and joins me now. Good morning. How are you this morning?
In yourself.
I'm well. I'm just not hearing you very clearly. Gianna, talk to us a little bit about what we can expect on this year's program.
As you know, we had a drive-in theater in November, which was really successful. We noticed that it is also a way that festival goers feel safe. It's within the regulations because you're in your own car. This weekend, but we decided to postpone it due to the rise in infections. We're constantly looking to the sea, and our biggest priority will always be the safety of our technical personnel. But we, as well, are committed to create a platform and find innovative ways to keep it going as we did through this year. It is for the industry during this pandemic to keep going and have an income and create art as they do for it.
Absolutely. And how many artists are you representing at this December version?
Well, we give about 300 artists every year because we also have got a big focus on development projects. So we help young artists to to write songs. We've got a talent search. We've got a lot of online, and we really try to develop talent and give them the opportunity to work one of our unique concepts to give young artists the opportunity to perform with established legacy artists in productions.
Quite right, and it comes across a huge range. We've got the likes of the Cape Philharmonic Youth Orchestra alongside the likes of Honor Carstens. The Lockdown Legato really promises to be something of a very exciting event.
The whole concept of Lockdown Legato started early during the lockdown, and it was to take the genres and combine them. And there's also going to be Network 24, one of the what is coming with this project.
All right, so that kicks off tomorrow. It runs from the 3rd to the 5th of December. It'll be at Companies Gardens. Easiest way for us to get tickets, Jana?
Well, as I said, we decided to postpone this event a little bit later, so please just...
Oh, sorry.
So let's keep look at our website, and the information will be there for visitors to see and plan accordingly to that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting us know. I must have missed that on this line. So it has been postponed, and the website address is what, Jana?
It's www.suidoosterfears.co.za.
We'll keep a good eye on that. Suidoosterfears.co.za, CEO of the Suidoosterfears, Gianna Hatting. Thank you very much for letting us know. Were you planning to attend? Do you feel a little bit more nervous now, having a sense of the picnic concerts being a little bit unsafe? Do let us know. This WhatsApp saying, hi, R. Unfortunately, all now, after months of restrictions, have COVID fatigue. I see it everywhere with minimal social distancing and people foregoing masks. We need to learn to live with this virus as the new normal. Our province and economy cannot afford another lockdown. I think I definitely do agree with you. Let's keep ourselves very vigilant in that regard. Particularly, my biggest concern is at the festive season, we're with loved ones and we tend to drop our guard. So do pay attention amongst even your nearest and dearest.